Well, Winchester today is here with Stephen Davis at the Art Cafe in Drury Street, where you have an exhibition and lots of people here as well. How pleased are you with the amount of people who've turned up here?
Well, I'm very pleased. It's been a great turnout. It's been quite a good cross-section of people here, which is quite neat.
Okay. So tell us about your exhibition. What have you got here?
So I've got a series of paintings which are generally based on the figure. So they're a figure. They range from a mixture of portraitures, portrait paintings, through to some larger compositions that involve the full figure. There are a couple of images of animals as well, which are kind of related to the themes that I've been searching or trying to work through with my work, with my painting.
Why portraits? I mean, you've even got one of yourself there, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm interested in I suppose the figure, the body, and I'm kind of been exploring the themes of personal identity, and also working towards looking at sort of the humanity of man. So, what it means to be human, investigating those sort of ideas of I suppose, the individual and what makes them an individual. So portraiture is very much a part of that sort of aspect.
Okay. So when you did yourself, what were you thinking of when you did that?
The self-portrait was specifically painted for the BP Portrait Award competition, which so I was trying to approach the portrait from a different perspective, shall we say, from a standard portrait, trying to think through a more dynamic way of representing myself, and I suppose it came about through an experience of going to cathedrals and churches. And one of the things that you automatically do when you go into a church or cathedral is you look up at the ceiling decoration or the stained glass windows and that sort of thing. And so I quite like the idea of painting a picture from looking down at the person. So I've sort of placed a mirror on the ceiling, and so I painted the portrait based on looking up into a mirror, which has the effect of someone looking down at the actual figure that you see on the canvas.
Do you think that's a problem anyway? Because when I went on an Open University course, they were always telling us, you know, look up when you're outside, look up. You never seem to do that kind of thing.
That's quite true. I remember at school being taught how if you wanted to hide something, it was always a good idea to hide it up high, because as humans we're trained to look downwards, because it's a matter of safety for walking and that sort of thing. So we all automatically do have a low sort of focus, and so it is quite a different sort of take that we're not used to, I would say.
This is your first exhibition here, isn't it? Have you done this kind of thing before?
This is my second exhibition of paintings. I studied sculpture at art school, and so I've generally exhibited sculpture in the past. And in fact, the last exhibition I had in October in London was a mixture of sculpture and painting, whereas this is purely painting. So it's kind of my first full-on exhibition of paintings.
When you actually get it together, when it's up on the wall and everything, were you apprehensive in any way?
Not really. It was I pretty much worked out where everything was going to go before I got the paintings into the gallery. I was quite familiar with the space. I've been to a number of exhibitions here and that, and so I did make some changes to how I was going to present some work, but on the whole it was pretty straightforward.
So you have a look around here. You've been here before. What did you think of the exhibition space?
Well, I think it's a very intimate exhibition space, which allows or creates a particular a different type of relationship to the work, which I would normally sort of go for with my work. I always enjoy being able to have a little bit of distance between the viewer and the work, or at least the opportunity to move further away, look at something from a distance as well as from up close. I think the spaces here sort of don't allow as much of that as I would probably prefer, but on the other hand, it creates this sort of intimacy, which is quite a nice aspect. It creates a different challenge for the viewer, I think. But the response I've had to that has been very positive in that, so I think it does actually work quite well.
Well, let's hope it does continue well for you, because you're here until the 30th of June. Good luck.
That's great.
And thank you very much for talking to us.
Okay, thank you very much.